This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of If I Were You. Well, technically not If I Were You, but pretty much might as well should be If I Were You. This is an episode of The HeadGum Podcast, which is a newish podcast on the HeadGum Network. It's hosted by Jeffrey James, and every episode is a new roundtable of sorts featuring HeadGum workers, podcasters, personalities. So this is last week's episode. It's me, it's Jake, it's Jeff, and it's Marika. And if you guys haven't listened yet, this is a good entry point into the HeadGum Podcast. Every episode is roughly like this. It's a little sillier, a little wackier, a lot of bits, and we think it'll be up your alley. So we thought we could slide it into this feed because, you know, we're creatures of habit, so you're not necessarily willing to go to the HeadGum Podcast and subscribe yet. So I have to sort of, like, giving a dog medicine, slide it into this feed, get you hooked, get you interested. And if you want to hear more, there's, I think, 17 episodes now. So, yeah, keep listening to this one. It'll be the entire episode from last week. And then subscribe to the HeadGum Podcast. You can listen to the previous 16 episodes and the future. I want to say, I think we're signed up to make 2,000 episodes. So sign up now, enjoy this episode, and have an amazing weekend. Without further ado, the HeadGum Podcast.
Let me just pull up the theme song.
You say this every week, but it's not the theme song. It's just a song that you're choosing from Spotify.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast.
This obviously doesn't match the energy that you led in with.
What do you mean?
Right? It was so amped. It was like so exciting.
You headbanged so hard your headphones came off.
Right. Just because it was This Week the Trend by Reliant K.
Yeah, which obviously.
I'm bringing up for an exact reason that we can't talk about. Marika, who did we pitch to today / are going to next week?
I don't know. I'm not on the.
And this is the part where you bleep out who we're talking to about creating podcasts.
This is a meeting. As much as it is a podcast.
I think this is like the fastest censorship that's ever happened on any podcast.
Amir, say some shit. Don't just like do other work during the show. Because you're looking down and you're like typing. So I know you're not paying attention. And I know you're like sending an email or like editing a script or something.
I honestly. No. Because can I just interrupt, Jeff? Because Amir was distracted. And I promise you he was not doing work. He was texting a basketball text thread or something. There's no way that he was just trying to get work done on the side.
Right.
It was a basketball text thread, but it wasn't a basketball text that I sent. It was related to LeBron James. About his off the court quotes about a game that he was playing later today, which I don't even know what sport that is.
basketball.
Okay. All right.
What was the quote?
I can't wait to play this game. I love talking about basketball. Watch me shoot the hoops and score the points.
He
didn't say that.
He said that? That was a...
in a pregame presser. Yeah.
A verbatim.
He was like, I'm looking forward to scoring. But the whole point of the game is to put the ball in the hoop and watch this shit.
That's what he said.
The point is to watch this.
He explained in a press conference the point of the game.
They asked him.
It sounded like you changed direction mid quote that you were giving there too. Did you
me giving or LeBron? I don't know.
Did
I
he
don't,
say that?
I can't
like
put
he,
in my head.
Say it. If you're reading the quote, will you read it again?
Yeah, I can't wait to put the ball in the basket. The whole point of the game is to check out the HeadGum podcast and watch this shit.
That's crazy. If he said that, that's crazy.
I'm just reading. Like, you can't get mad at me.
Read it one more time.
Yeah, here we go.
Because if you're just reading, it should be word for word.
Every single time it should be the same.
Exactly. Orange circle. That's the ball. That's the rim. Coincidence? Now watch this drive. Listen to Buckets on the HeadGum Network.
Oh, great. Fuck off. Another with the ad. Promoting of Buckets.
What is this? Marika just changed her background on the Zoom to the hot priest from Fleabag.
It's Andrew Scott. I watched a play this weekend that was performed live in a theater to no one but broadcast around the world. It
Whoa.
Was a one-man show called Three Kings starring Andrew Scott. And I
we
took...
Three Kings of... Andrew Scott.
I think he's more cute, right? Like hot, I imagine like a big, tall, strong guy. He's more of like a cute, sort of shorter, like
you don't want
sweeter.
Too many muscles, though. You don't want too many muscles. You want like...
Yeah. But if your name is the Hot Priest, like I wouldn't imagine that guy.
I think he's hot. I'm looking at Google images of him. He's hot. Where is he from?
Ireland.
He's from Ireland.
I feel like it's that's the point of that. Though. Yeah, that like character is like he's... Not, I don't want to say unconventional, but like it's like a different kind of hot.
He's not McDreamy or McSteamy, but correct. He's kind of like hot in his own regard, in his own right.
He's not. I don't think he's hot. I think he's cute and sweet.
Also, if I had my druthers, personally, the original hot priest to me is from a television show called Grantchester, starring James Norton. And he plays literally the description of the show is like a hot vicar who likes jazz teams up with a cop, James Norton.
Wait, James Norton?
Yeah. It's so good.
Don't watch shows like that.
I would actually listen to a podcast called Marika's Druthers, where you would just describe what you would have if you had your druthers.
Brownlee's druthers.
Yeah, this guy's
hot.
This guy's hot. He's tall and he
What's
has a square chin.
Jimmy Norton.
James Norton. Oh. All he does in the show is bike ride with his dog that's named Dickens and like listen to jazz and drink whiskey. It's great. It's a great show.
This guy doesn't have fucking eyebrows.
I don't think
he looks like Dave Rosenberg.
Yeah,
Dave Rosenberg is hotter than the hot priest.
This is insane. Are you kidding me?
He needs to dye his eyebrows.
He looks flat. He looks like a square pizza.
Yeah.
I love a square pizza. Although, do you see this picture of him shirtless? He's kind of thick, which is hot.
No, his body's good. His body's good, but he's sort of
I bet
a butter
Andrew,
piece.
What's his name? The hot priest from Fleabag? I bet he doesn't have abs. Is that safe to say?
No, he has abs. I also saw a shirtless photo of him when I searched. What's that guy's name again?
Andrew Scott.
I think what people don't understand is that like it's easy to have abs if you are like a famous actor. Like it almost comes with the territory.
And He doesn't have abs.
Really?
I'm sorry to say. He has a flat stomach, but I don't see individual abdominal muscles.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Also,
not abs like the other guy.
What's the shortest you can be and still be hot? Like you can't be 5'2 and be hot. Not that he is 5'2, but there's a cutoff at a certain point. You're no longer hot. You're more cute.
What's cited? You know the song Short King? It's like, I'm 5 foot something and I'm royalty. What is that something? Then we'll have our answer.
Let's see. Short King, I'm 5 foot.
Nice. We'll keep this in.
This is...
Oh my God, he says I'm 5 foot something, but my bill's all paid, so we don't even know yet. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's really anything 5 foot that's considered short.
Yeah, so as long as you're... Well, even... This is already body shaming. No matter what the cutoff is, we're body shaming.
Ow. We're saying they're royalty.
As long as you're above 5 feet, you're royalty.
That's what you just said.
Well, it's what y'all are saying. I haven't spoken about it.
I think that's what the song said.
I think this is wrong.
I say you're not hot unless you're 7 foot two. That's the hot height. That's that.
I'm
hot,
not saying
hot,
you can't
hot.
Be a. You could still be attractive. You just can't be hot. I'm sorry. Like, those are the rules. You can still be handsome. You can still be cute. You can still be sweet. You can still be good looking. You just cannot be hot if you're not tall.
Who makes it up to Amir? Why is it your?
I think it's 5'10". Then I think it's 5'10". And I also think there's a tall end cutoff. I think if you go beyond, like, let's say 6'6", you start to look a little alien to have.
No, because, like, Serge Ibaka is 6'9", and he's hot. And
no,
he's
Serge
like
Ibaka
a model.
Is 69. He's actually 6'4", fucker. He's hot because he actually is a giving lover, and I won't retract anything I've said so far.
All right.
Why did you start this?
Show will be out by the days.
Oh, my God.
I cannot mention. Why did you start with a Reliant K song, then talk about pitching someone, and then instantly move off of both of those things?
Because I mentioned in a content meeting, I actually don't think you were there, about Reliant K's This Week the Trend. And this show is supposed to be an inner look at the network, the inner workings, the cogs in the machine that is the network, including HeadGum Incorporated.
Let's go back to Marika's druthers. Give me another druther of yours.
If I had my druthers, theater would be back safely.
Are you? Give me a timeline of when you'd be willing to go to a Broadway show. If they open theaters like restaurants at 25% capacity, would you be like, me first, I want to buy a ticket?
No. When there's a vaccine is when I will return. Yeah.
What if you found out that you had the antibodies and they opened at 25% capacity?
I feel like I still, like in Nicholas Braun's songs, antibodies, parentheses, do you have that? I don't really understand what they mean. So I don't feel confident enough and would rather just wait.
What about a rapid test? A rapid test. Everyone gets tested before they go in. Ooh. So everybody in there is guaranteed doesn't have COVID.
Yeah, the rapid test is supposed to be as effective statistically as a vaccine.
I mean, that feels better. The thing, I don't know. I don't understand how the time period between when you have it but like aren't showing symptoms or wouldn't be able to get results that like showed you.
How would the
positive.
Test work if you had your druthers?
I don't know.
Instant read.
I'm a scientist.
100% effectiveness, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine a dongle so small you can swallow it if necessary.
What is
That's
wrong
right.
with you? Amir is holding up a USB-C or a USB 2.0 to a USB-C adapter. Yeah. You're
a
saying
small
that
goal.
If it came to it, you could.
He's biting it. It's in his mouth.
So not swallowing, biting. And yeah, what Jake was about to say is right. A small goal.
A small goal.
I like that a lot. Who's the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Smeagol.
Or Gollum.
Yeah.
It kind of depends who you're talking to.
There's Schmeagol and Gollum.
Do you guys think Gollum ever skis slalom?
Ask that again.
Do you think Gollum has ever skied slalom?
He would. It would be Gollum smeeing slalom.
Ooh, yeah.
No?
Yeah. Gollum Smeagling slalom. What the fuck are we saying?
It's like we're recording this at 3 a.m.
Yeah. This brings us to our first segment, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Inanimate Object / Concept Edition. Salsa, guac, queso, everybody has an ainsuro.
Oh.
An okay. ainsuro? Yeah.
Just answer the question, Blumenfeld.
I haven't said anything.
He kills queso. I know he kills queso.
I would kill queso. I'm not high on cheese, please. Don't need that sour cream in my guac, you mean?
That wasn't even an option. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm waxing. I'm waxing dairy.
Fuck queso, marry salsa, kill guacamole.
Wow. Kill guacamole.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I can get by without the salsa.
I would fuck guac. Yeah.
I would also.
Salsa's a little too wet for me, so I would marry salsa. Because I like that wet ass salsa.
Ew.
And in terms of fucking a bowl of dip, what's better than a guac with my chip?
How big can a bowl be and still be hot? How small can a bowl of guac be?
I saw your phallus in the HeadGum locker room, by the way. And it is a tortilla chip. It's fragile. It has a bite out of it.
Yeah, it's salty. A bowl. It's a Tostitos scoop.
Is it protruding inward or outward? Concave?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Concave.
No.
All right. And then, Jake, your final answer?
I marry the queso, I fuck the guac, and I think I can get by with no salsa as long as I'm allowed to have a little Cholula on the day.
Are you putting Cholula just on chip
into the
plain?
Guac. Okay. Directly into the guac, so I still get the spice, so I still get the zest.
Gotcha. Technically, like, salsa is basically an ingredient of guacamole, unless you're not adding tomatoes, which some people don't.
Yeah, but you really should.
I don't add tomatoes because to add tomatoes to it is to water it down into kind of a mush. Mm. To have that bite, the bite of a tomato is not, it's not anything. It's nothing bites because it's actually soft, and I'm not soft, I'm hard. I'm a hardened, I'm a veteran.
Are you FMK for you then? What is it? Did you say?
Oh, it's kill. Okay, it's kill salsa. Marry queso because you get to choose, like, you know, the best queso. Let's say Torchy's, right? And then you marry guac.
But you married.
I thought you just married. You married both.
Fuck guac. I mean, you fuck queso. You marry guac. Marry guac. Fuck Torchy's queso. Kill salsa because it's just tomato, and that can't be for me. Number two, clubs, dives, or cocktail bars.
Ooh, God, that's easy.
That's I know.
And
well, you kill the club. You kill the club.
Yeah.
You marry a cocktail and you fuck a dive.
Yeah. That's my
because you don't have to treat a dive right. And that's the beauty of the dive.
Right.
That's just a fuck buddy. That's just a no strings attached thing.
And not the
cocktail bars are marriage material, to be sure.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Actually, in the same way, I feel like you have your favorite dives that you'll always return to, and that's sort of like a marriage. But I go back. I think that's
what's the next
buddy.
One?
That's comfortable.
No,
that's
let's answer.
Let's do the third
I
one.
Say,
he already
I say
did.
Kill clubs,
yeah.
Marry dives,
and fuck queso.
Fuck cocktail, and fuck cheese dips. Because I think cocktail bars are like, oh, it's sexy. It's the equivalent of like a cocktail dress, right? Or like a nice slim cut Ryan Gosling starred in Crazy Stupid Love style outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You lost me, but I'm back.
But if you marry that cocktail bar, you're going to feel insecure.
Actually, I will say Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love was such a loser. If you watch that movie now, like he's just like a pickup artist, like fucking loser.
What's the least loser role for Ryan Gosling though, because I'm thinking like La La Land, this white man that's teaching about people about jazz, like First Man, he's got daddy issues Ad Astra, sorry, not First Man.
In Drive, he's just a Lyft driver.
I guess that would be my
Drive,
vote.
He's a cabbie. Yeah,
Drive is probably that, or The Place Beyond the Pines, where he's like a carny that robs banks to support his like knocked up girlfriend. I think that's a little
definitely
sexy,
not right? Lars and the Real Girl.
Oh,
definitely not. All right, 69ing doggy style reverse cowgirl.
What the
right.
fuck?
Let's nope. skip this one. Obviously, it's very rude. It's inappropriate.
It's not rude.
For
it's open. Yeah. We're being open with each other.
Next
right?
one. Yeah, let's definitely to. Pass. Yeah.
Not that it's my answer, but just to say, like, fucking you, fuck 69, you marry reverse cowgirl. It makes no sense.
All right. Traveling, dinners with friends, concerts.
With enemies.
Yeah. Okay, I have my answer, but I don't want to go first. Everyone else go.
Marika, if you had your druthers.
Okay. Oh, boy. Kill traveling?
What?
I knew you were going to be mad. fuck concerts, merry dinners with friends.
Amir, Shmuel Blumenfeld.
I would kill concerts. Concerts are
dead
not
anyway.
Good to me anymore.
Well,
yeah,
just in like in a perfect world, they're not good to you.
Yeah, yeah, no. Even pre-corona, concerts are bad. And then dinner with friends is ideal. So I'll marry dinner with friends because there's nothing better than a nice dinner with some buds. And then what's the last one?
Traveling,
fuck. traveling. Yeah, fuck traveling.
No, it's supposed to be like you had you enter.
Oh, you
traveling.
Like it? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So I fuck dinner with friends because I usually end up masturbating in the bathroom, right. And that's kind of that.
You're rubbing your tortilla chip in the bathroom,
and then I'll marry traveler.
I'll marry
blues
Travis.
Traveler.
I'll marry a blues traveler concert.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product. From Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash... way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
This one's really... I want to hear Jake's answer. It's Merry Traveling, but what's the other ones?
I would fuck dinner with friends and kill concerts. I think I'd have to. But it's tough.
That's fair.
Because I feel like I like going to one concert a year and I really like it. But... I can live without that.
I want to go to a concert with you, Jake, one day.
I would love that too. God, one day we'll come back. I mean, do you remember, Amir, when we went to, in Australia, we saw Furnace and the Fundamentals, just this insane Australian cover band?
Oh yeah, that was a good concert. But that, we weren't even looking for a concert. Yeah, That one we thought was a bar, but we ended up at a fun concert.
That's right.
That's true. But that was like 6 years ago, and we haven't been to one since.
That's so. Right. But that's the concert I'd like to go to Marika with, so she can really watch me freak out.
But you could argue that that falls under the category of traveling.
It's true.
Mm. It was technical.
I'm going to go marry dinners with friends. Fuck concerts.
Yeah.
Kill
it's
traveling.
It's hard.
And I love traveling. I love traveling. But in terms of what I have to invest, I think concerts have a better ROI than
traveling, than seeing the world.
I also just like don't travel often. Like I definitely go to more concerts than I do go places. So
I just like being able to go like to the Hollywood Bowl or something in the summer with friends and like see Dead and Company or like Mayer and just like have that experience. And then I get to sleep in my own bed because when I travel, I have to do the hostile. And I'm hostile about it. I'm hard to travel with. Next question. HeadGum LA, HeadGum Brooklyn, or working from home?
Ooh.
Well, HeadGum LA doesn't exist anymore, so kill HeadGum LA.
No, let's say for the sake of this one, we have the new HeadGum LA office. It's somewhere really cool in Silver Lake. A new kind of Reno office style. Not co-working, because we have our own private suite. But... What's that?
Marry HeadGum Brooklyn, fuck HeadGum LA, and kill working from home. Obviously.
Yeah. I think I would do that. That's mine also. But if we can change working from home to working remote, and I haven't killed travel, then that's...
These are all separate from each other. They're not cumulative.
As long as I'm fucking queso... Married to 69
and working from Brooklyn,
from Bar Harbor,
a bar with friends at Bar Harbor in France,
a cocktail Bar Harbor.
I gotta say, marry HeadGum LA for obvious reasons, fuck HeadGum Brooklyn, and then kill working from home. And I'll only say that because I feel like if somebody needs to travel. It's kind of always been an option at HeadGum to just work from home or remote or from the other office.
Yeah.
So it's fine to have the office. Like, you know, you can work from home if you need to. Because it's all project-based, paced.
Yeah. I also, like, previous to this, ended up working from home for, like, a year when there was no office.
And you just flipped me off.
Yeah.
And that was not the worst thing I've said so far.
Why did you do that? That was so rude.
Sorry. It was, yeah. Marika, continue, but fuck you, Jeff.
It's no, yeah, there's no point.
You spent... Marika's been in every single office New York City.
Yeah.
Which was...
Save for the very first, like, Adams recording basement, whatever.
That wasn't even an office, because I don't think every single podcast even record there. Maybe they did, though.
It was mold infested, so legally it cannot be considered a HeadGum office because the health effects that it's had on the staff, like, you don't want to be liable.
Right.
Yeah,
Nick Pesto, left. Asbestos, and Fresca, Al Fresca, dining outdoors.
They're all so unrelated. One is an issue with a house's foundation. Another one is a style of eating. And the last one is a sauce.
I also liked when I thought you were asking about Fresca the soda.
Oh, that's good. Fresco, no, pesto, and asbestos. I would probably kill asbestos. That seems
probably bad.
Yeah, and I would have a basil walnut oil puree.
Don't call it that.
On the day, in a wedding way.
In a wedding way?
In an Italian wedding dressing way.
What was the third option?
You said
I don't like
it.
To say the F word.
Don't want to say the F word, but you'll fuck me. Yeah, you'll flip me off. All right, 2017, 2018, 2019.
Whoa.
I'll go first. Marry 2017, fuck 2019, kill 2018.
I don't remember the difference between those. These are all three Trump pre-corona years that are mushed together in one 36-month chunk of time for me.
Okay, then let's change it. It should all be different for everybody. I've only been an adult for 4-5 years.
Right.
Okay, so Jake and Amir, let's go 2009, 2012. Oh, you know what? No. Let's go 2012, 2014, 2017.
Wait, I mean, I had an answer for the other one. What is this new one? 2012, 2000 what?
14.
Okay, forget it. 2009, okay. 2012, 2014. Let's just
How about this? And these are three different ones.
Okay.
2009, 1999, and 1989. That way it's super different. Which one would you fuck, marry, and kill?
Are you drunk?
Yeah.
Kill 89.
86, 89.
2006, 2009.
Wait.
This is a Jeff, what do you
what do you remember about 1999?
I don't have a memory from that year. Like, my first memory was from when I was three or four. So that would have been 1999 or 19. That would have been 2000.
Jesus Christ.
I also don't have a memory from that year, but I was older, and I probably do. I just can't think of it on the spot.
Which is worse, to be young or to have such a shitty memory that you can't remember shit from when you were five or
definitely
six?
Amir doesn't have a memory from 2019, he said. 2017, 18, and 19 were all the same.
This is too contentious. We're getting angry at each other. Okay, hoodies, crew necks, or cozy sweaters?
Yes, now that's a real fucking question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good job.
Marry cozy Thanks. Sweater, fuck crew neck, yeah. Kill hoodie.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, same. I guess marry crew neck because I think I find myself in crew necks more.
Yeah.
But I could have a really meaningful fling from time to time with a cozy sweater, and definitely kill the hoodie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go marry crew neck, fuck cozy sweater, kill hoodie. Even though I love all of them very much. So.
Amir, have you ever?
I don't like a button down shirt. I like these three items.
I can't picture Amir in a cozy sweater.
I used to wear in New York like wool sweaters when it got cold. But I haven't worn a sweater.
There's like some old videos of you in sweatshirts. Like a wool Argyle sweater.
That's right. God, 2009 was fine, so I would fuck that.
2006.
I'm staring outside and it's snowing ash. So like, it's hard to be funny when I currently see the end of days happening outside my window. It's gray everywhere, like it's about to start snowing, but instead of like grayish blue, it's grayish orange. And instead of snow, it's burnt debris.
I think that's a good reason to kill the LA office.
Yeah.
Entirely. Uh-huh. Yeah. Tomorrow's high is 192.
Well,
that's too much.
It's a convection oven in the Los Angeles basin.
I'm baking a cookie.
Can we just set up shop in New Zealand? Like, why don't we just fucking all move to New Zealand? Can HeadGum be a New Zealand
Like Queenstown was very fresh.
We could link up with Melanie Bracewell.
Yeah. Hmm? The air there is so clean and fresh. It's like constantly either like raining or has just rained and everything feels nice and clean. Here, I can't open a window or I'll die slowly. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's not nice to have.
Yeah, that's bad.
But none of y'all like traveling.
An interesting fact, Amir, about where you live, and I'll cut out any specifics. I might even not even include this, but just for the sake of the conversation.
Yeah, don't include it then.
No, it's interesting.
If you're going to say, you don't have to say where.
It snowed in L.A. The last time it snowed in L.A., I think, I don't remember when it was, the 80s or something. It was like right behind your house.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it hasn't snowed in LA since the 30s.
It might have been the 30s. Threes look like eights to me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll cut all that out. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Ice cold water, room temp water, boiling water.
Get rid of that boiling water. No interest.
How would you have soup?
Yeah, I wouldn't
have
soup. You
can't have mac and cheese. You can't have Annie's mac and cheese, Jake.
You can't have coffee.
I'll kill room temperature water then, Jeff.
Yeah. There you go.
Marry ice cold water, fuck boiling water, kill room temp.
Last dance, TV, podcasts, movies.
Oh, last dance, you mean it's the last one.
It's the last fuck, marry, kill, and then there's two more seconds.
Kill movies.
Agreed.
Marry podcasts, because in a way, we already have.
Nice. All right.
A slow clap starts.
Conversation starters. Describe the perfect chair to you to have, to hold, to own.
I like a lounger that can like do that. Whoa. Like the back thing and then like the feet kick up.
Yeah. So a lazy like boy.
A lazy boy, yeah. It's thick.
You suck.
It's big. It's comfortable. You can sleep in it when the world burns around you and you just fall away forever.
That's beautiful.
And then what was the last one?
Your living room has like the most upright furniture I've ever seen. What do you mean you want a lazy boy?
You always want what you can't have.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that sax point shit.
Anybody else? These are all optional from now on, I guess.
I want to hear Marika's druthers.
I sit in chairs really weirdly. I never sit normally. Like at my desk, I like either sit with my legs up or like hang one dangling over the armrest or whatever. So I think something that would accommodate that sort of sitting, which I guess is also a recliner feet kick up with armrests sort of chair.
Mm-hmm. I think there's nothing cooler than an Eames lounge chair. That classic lounge chair.
I have a knockoff version of that. I don't have the real one, but I have a knockoff one that I got from eBay.
Yeah,
but I've heard Pyle has the real one, and he says it's like the most comfortable chair in history. Don't cough on the show.
Oh my God. I did it off mic so that it wouldn't be a big deal. You
picked up on the Zoom though, right? Disrupted the flow of conversation.
No, just you did.
By the way, I texted you earlier. I said, I have coronavirus. Do I have to do this show? And you said, trust me, do it. No one will mention it. You won't like alienate yourself. Take all the time you need. If you need to cough, I hesitate to even say this, but try to do it off mic, but no pressure. Then I did, and you stopped. You scolded me. That's exactly what you did. You scolded me for coughing.
What did I also say, though? I said, I'll make it worth your while.
Yes. Oh my God, you just Venmo'd me $1,100.
Yeah, there's
shit.
More where that came from. Fucker.
There shouldn't be.
I haven't even talked about the second. I have another type of chair that I like.
Yeah, I want to hear your chair.
I had another chair.
A cherry.
I also like a swivel chair. Ooh. Like a little accent chair with a swivel.
Yeah. Okay, your office chair is
the Ames chair has
absolutely
a swivel,
insane. Jake purchased a saddle chair for the office. Which is,
what does that mean?
It's exactly what you think it means.
It's just like a cowboy saddle chair.
It's shaped kind of like a saddle. There's no back. It's just that, and it swivels and it rolls.
So it's a mechanical bull.
It's like a little stool with it looks like a little child's like horsey plaything, except there's no horse. So it is like it's literally a saddle with a stool. It has like little legs that are downturned, so it guides your legs onto the stool. No back, on wheels. It rolls really nicely.
Smooth roller.
And I will say, when we were ordering chairs, Micah and I opted for the saddle chair. We pitched it hard to everyone else. Marika said no. Pyle said no. They came, and I regret the saddle chair. It's not as comfortable as another chair.
Right.
There was also an option. There were, at the same website, there was a saddle chair that was a like tandem saddle chair. So there was like a piece of wood on the floor and then two saddle chairs coming up, and I wanted them to buy it so bad.
They thought of all the chairs.
It's a swivel rocking chair stool with no back and no lumbar support.
Yeah, you don't need that chair.
It's a waterbed. What is a non-political controversial opinion you have? Like a hot take?
Ooh.
I think Trump is right about 60% of his policies.
I said non-political.
You should have cut him off, to be honest.
Oh, I'm not even trying to be political. I'm just saying his social stance on certain issues.
Like what?
No, don't entertain
climate change.
Climate change? You just complained about it raining ash, Avital or otherwise.
It did that. It did that. In the 20s.
What's the 40% of things you disagree with Trump on? Give me something that you don't see eye to eye.
I don't love the Yankees. And I don't love golf. But I can sort of get behind an executive nine when there's time.
So you do love golf.
And did I mention I don't think beer tastes good?
He doesn't drink beer.
Exactly. So that sort of is my hot take, non-politically and with regards to the Trump thing.
I think I've said this on the show before, but I think that if your jeans are comfortable enough, which honestly you should not wear jeans if they aren't comfortable and have a little bit of stretch, they're fine to lounge in, and I do it every day.
That's
I know I'm so many people who like think I'm a monster
in a year.
For wearing jeans in the house.
I literally have not worn jeans since I went into quarantine, and that's my main pant otherwise.
Yeah, what are you going to put jeans on to sit at home?
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's counterintuitive.
I put jeans on from time to time. The reason I can't lounge in jeans.
I've got the Levi's 512.
You have a belt on?
Stretch. No belt. No belt on the day.
That'll make it a little
more
comfortable.
You don't like wearing shorts. You don't like wearing shorts. Even when it's hot out, you don't like wearing shorts because you have thin calves and ankles. So that's why you wear jeans.
I hate shorts because they frame my body in a way that make it like a square up top and then just these two noodles.
Of course. So don't say it's because you like jeans.
Although I got some Umbros. I got some Umbros because I've been working on my thavs.
Your what?
Thin calves. So I
you got
some...
one implant. I see it. It's behind you. You haven't
it
fucking inserted
it yet. It was extremely painful and I couldn't make it through the second implant. So I got a right honker and a left thinker.
Disgusting. Disgusting. All right, let's hear Jake's unvalid opinion, and I can't wait to rail into him.
You gotta come back to me. I don't know. I can't think of one. I'm very
ooh,
vanilla.
I bet I can think of something for you.
Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Oh, you don't like ice cream?
Oh, yeah, I don't like ice cream.
You don't like ice cream?
Doesn't do it for me.
Do you like any kind of frozen dessert?
No, I don't like dessert.
If you had Marika's druthers, what dessert would it be?
If I had to have dessert, I would have it much later than dinner. Like,
right.
An hour before bed, and I'd have like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't you like cookies?
I do like cookies, but like if I'm at dinner and like and the plates are cleared and they're like, now it's time for dessert, I'm like, I have no interest in that. I don't want that. I'll eat something sweet a couple hours after dinner. Thank you very much, and I'll find my own way. I don't want cake. I don't want ice cream, and I don't want pie. I want nothing to do with it.
All right.
All right, that's enough of the third degree.
I
haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
All I said is that you don't like ice cream. You've sort of been talking for 3 minutes straight, justifying the opinion.
I can feel my ats blowing up.
And my ass.
I can feel my ats and ass blowing up. Marika, if you had your druthers, what's your controversial opinion?
I feel like I have so many very minor ones that I can't really think of. And the first one I thought of is that the last two seasons of Veep are very out of character and bad.
That's a good one.
I would agree, though. I did not like enjoy watching Veep the last two seasons.
It was upsetting, and I've recently been rewatching it because for some reason I've decided that it's a comfort show for me in this moment, which is insane.
It's not a very comforting show.
But it is in a way, for me at least. I like to see my friends make bad decisions. But going from like season 5, which is I think when David Mandel took over, to season 6, like he had a little more free reign. It's just like everyone is completely different and a bad person. And it's,
you know, it's
sad.
A good show.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue this line of dialogue and then I'll tell you what's a good show to watch in these times.
You just queued yourself up in the conversation, which makes us feel the need to kind of cut our things down.
Good question. I've been watching West Wing recently.
Why?
So, ever wonder what it would be like to have a competent president? This is the perfect out. You're enjoying like, oh, these people care about things and it's fun to watch. I mean, it's ultimately depressing because you realize the bad guys in the show are now running the country. But it's nice to sort of escape into the reality of a Jed Bartlett-led America.
It's just such a fantasy.
I feel like mine is more comforting because it's just also watching other things fall apart and I don't have this like idyllic sense of a world in my head.
Yeah, I mean, everything is bad. So like there's only so much you can escape. But
do they call him low energy Jed?
No, that was a nickname that Trump came up with 15 years after the show started.
All right, this brings us to our last segment. Amir, you and I were just talking about your guys' True TV pilot like a few days ago.
You were asking me about it. I wouldn't say we were talking about it. You were asking me to see it, and I said, I don't think I have it anymore. And you said, we should put it online. And I said, I don't think that's a good idea. Is that what you're talking about, that conversation?
I just thought because of those concerns, yes, that's what I was talking about, that maybe we could kind of punch it up on the day in the edit room, and I'd be happy to edit it for you guys. So I'm going to play a few scenes, if that's cool, and then we can kind of like...
How do you have it?
What's that?
How do you have it?
Oh, I got it. It doesn't matter. Like, I'll... that's bad podcasting to like go through the whole process and explain to you how I found the file, but I have it. So just,
I don't mind. This whole thing is a bad podcasting. Tell me how you got the cut.
I just Googled Jake and Amir on YouTube.
And then somebody leaked it online?
I think so. I just went to the first thing that came up.
Jake and Amir on YouTube? Yeah, I don't think that's our
pilot. Probably isn't the pilot.
It looks like it. I mean, the production value is pretty good. Here we go.
Welcome to DraftKings. No, that's a DraftKings free roll. That's an ad. We're kicking off a
variety of ways to compete. Sorry, okay, here it is. This is Jake and Amir's True TV pilot, and we'll just punch it.
I already heard the first half second. It's a Jake and Amir video. It's not the
just
pilot.
Like an old video of ours.
QRS.
Yeah. It's an old
video. Oh, that's funny.
You
don't have to watch it now. You're worrying about bad podcasting. No. You watching an old video.
No, think about it.
This is an awful, awful podcast.
It's also you're essentially just like stealing a thing that they monetize somewhere else.
I already have a note.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's not like this reaction doesn't make sense to him.
Okay, so
what do you mean?
We can't reshoot.
You don't know anything about. You clearly know nothing about. I mean anything.
Anything
so,
really?
Like, you'd think this is the pilot, and it's not. So like your notes.
Because this is the cold
invalid.
Open. I can. What? What do you mean?
You are invalid.
Let's just two more lines of dialogue. We'll punch it up.
Figuring it out. No, even if you get it, I'm not going to be impressed. Because
oh, that's funny.
I clearly have a cold.
But what if he started at R?
Do you have a note about that?
That's your note.
I think that's pretty funny.
You said the line
anything.
Was funny.
Same joke.
RQ. Back to work. Okay.
Whoa, just got my cousin Leroy.
You liked.
Did you hear me when I said go back to work?
You said two more lines and now you're watching
it. He didn't listen to what Jake said. So what this character Jake like said something about an e-zine and then Amir was like, yeah, it's this online newsletter.
No, Amir said something about the e-zine.
So I just, because something about comedy is that you have to listen. You have to listen, especially in improv. I think that these characters don't listen to each other is all.
Was sort of like about disrupting the status quo, sort of keeping the government on its toes and stuff like that.
Fine, what's it called?
Ooh, now you care, huh?
Forget it.
It's called Poodle Tartar, okay? Because he's raw dogging.
Okay, so instead of Poodle Tartar because of the raw dogging joke, maybe it's like, what could the easy be called? We can wax about it for a second and just kind of come up with something funnier.
We don't have to. Now you're pitching alts on a... Yeah, Jake left. Of course he left. You embarrassed him. You shamed him to the point where he... didn't want to be here anymore.
It's called the Shout, and that's kind of funny because it's like that could be an easy name of a publication.
Rika's gone as well. Honestly, I'm usually the first to leave, right. So this is kind of interesting.
Bad title, so stupid.
He only writes it on weekends that he doesn't.
Can
have
I give
to spend
an editing note?
Children.
I feel like you will, regardless of what I say.
This is more color correction. Your background's blown out, man. Right, you're absolutely blown out by the background because it's like a floor to ceiling window. It's not the saying that this is your fault because obviously, well, it is a little bit because if you were the EP, you should have hired a DP who could kind of handle the lighting, right?
Yeah, we did it pretty guerrilla style, so we just
you did a television pilot guerrilla style. Maybe that's why it wasn't picked up.
That's not why it wasn't picked up. They didn't think that enough people would watch it. It wasn't worth airing because it didn't test well with the True TV audience. They basically pulled people that loved Impractical Jokers and the audience there thought the Jake and Amir pilot was a little immature.
The Impractical Jokers audience thought that the Jake and Amir pilot was immature.
Yeah, in a way. I guess Impractical Jokers skews older. And we obviously skew you younger. And so there was a disconnect there. At the end of the day, it was a business decision. And ultimately one that we disagreed with. But, you know, people with the money make the decisions. That's sort of the way it goes in this country. So we took that L. We rallied the troops. We sulked, drank, cried. Laughed, picked ourselves up from our bootstraps, and pitched them an idea that we knew that they would love. Went right back to True TV, and they fucking bought it in the room. It was a different pilot.
Adult.
More reality-based, yep. And we gave them what they wanted. A fucking cheaper, easier to digest, sillier, real, informative infotainment type show that would pair well with Adam Ruins Everything, and we delivered on that promise. And yeah, about a few months ago we got the we got word
that it was picked up.
Not picked up.
What happened? What was the test audience?
They, they, by the time we handed in that pilot, the mandate at the network had changed. They wanted something a little bigger, brighter, more flashier.
Like the original Chicken and Meat pilot.
In a way, it's tough because this, yeah, in this business, things change and projects move slowly.
Mm.
And yeah, you get to a point where you just feel a little fed up. Like it's hard to keep track, keep tabs. And then by the time we went to pitch another idea, the executives had either been fired, reorganized, lost in the shuffle, and you sort of have to start from scratch. But I'm no spring chicken. So we started this whole process when I was 23, 22. Here I am, 37.
Have you had fun along burning. The way? Have you had fun along the
Not
way?
Not quite. I don't think so. It's hard work and didn't pay off. The fun would be making the show, which we didn't get to. So.
Did you get? I mean, you don't. I can cut this out if it's like a sad answer, but
don't. Yeah, it's
did
fine.
You can
keep it in.
At least for the pilot, for your work at the pilot.
We left every dollar on the screen because we wanted to deliver the best product. So editors were paid overtime out of my fee to make sure that we got the best chance at a pickup order. Fool me twice. Shame on True, I guess, right?
Nice.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, anybody, if you have a higher up at Turner.
We have to wrap up, actually. We have to wrap up. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the HeadGum Podcast.
Thank you so much for
listening. Sorry, let me finish. Let me do the outro because I'm the host. Maybe this is why True TV didn't pick up the shows.
I was a bummer in the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. I was kind of scared on the day. So, like, when they were making the decision, they realized they didn't want to do work. You have to end up working with this person. And why would you ever want to, like, sign up to deal with me for 5 seasons in a movie?
So they came in with their, like, finished their answer in an envelope. And then they were, like, about to present it to you. You were a little bit of a dickling in the room. And then they were like, you know what? And then they kind of tossed the letter, which probably said yes, and they were like, we're not picking up
so?
The show.
Yeah, there was a letter, and they did toss it right before making their verbal decision,
which was no.
And one of the guys said yes, and the other guy said no, and then they sort of shot glances at each other, and the guy's like, I guess no.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Be sure to listen to Review, Lackluster Video, Newcomers Season 2, If I Were You, Buckets, NADPOD, etc., etc.
Hell yeah, and we'll, podcasts.
What's that?
Maybe.
Do you want to say it?
Yeah.
If you want to say it, just say it. Just say goodbye. We'll see you next week or something.
True can't cancel my podcast because I own it. So the joke's on them.
I didn't want to bring it up in the middle of the show, but I did get CC'd on an email. It's...
What?
It was...
About what?
It says... Let me just pull it up. It says, you're canceled, fucker. So the subject line, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. They must have sent it like in a fit of anger, and probably rightfully so. But it says, "If I were you, for True TV is not non-consideration." And then in the body of the email, it says, "You're canceled, fucker." And I just checked. Yeah, I'm on Art19. If I were you, is gone. The backlog is deleted.
Damn, Daniel.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.